Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current Online. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings.
Hey, and good Saturday afternoon. Thanks for tuning in to Catch Our Drift. Joining me in studio, Ipsy Ed.
Good afternoon.
Ed Bondarenka, good to have you along.
Thank you.
I'm becoming to rely on you all the time now, man. You're not just my straight guy anymore.
Don't touch the microphone.
Don't touch that. Don't touch. No touchy. So welcome to the show. And what we do every Saturday is go over the news we put on the dailydrift.com. It's the news you need to know. And if you're not going there, you should. Go to www.thedailydrift.com and catch that news you need to know. I spend a lot of time trying to put all that information together for you.
Heck so yeah, take advantage of his hard work.
Yeah, it's the stuff you don't get on the mainstream media. And you can actually have that emailed to you for free. Get a subscription at thedailydrift.com, and it'll email right to your box. You don't even have to go to the website. So makes it real easy. Our sponsor this segment is First National Bank of Howell. You can go to www.fnbh.com. And call up Angie McFarland, 734-449-7242. It's local banking at its best. They're located, they've got a number of branches, but one of the best branches that I like a lot is right at M36 and US 23. So it's got real easy access. They got some great hours. They got some great services and products for savings and checking and investment. So call up Angie McFarland, 734-449-7242. Tell her you heard it on The Drift. And again, you can go to www.fnbh.com. That's local banking at its best. Okay, so Ed, I had to rely on you this week. I'm going to vent. I heard Linda and Pastor Rick venting, so I'm going to vent as well. So DTE, shame, shame, shame. And I'm not yelling at the guys who are actually out there doing the work, but whoever is in charge administratively of taking care. I got a call Wednesday and texts from my fire chief. Yeah, you got, not to worry you, but there's electric lines on your house and lines sparking. I'm like, oh my God, my house is burning down. I got two dogs in the house, right? And but he said, no, it's fine. They've managed to turn the power off.
They're not live anyhow.
So, but the problem is, and it's the one big pole in the easement between the houses behind us and our houses. And so one big tree came down and pulled the main power pole over, right? Which pulled the pole by the side of my house over. So they're both canted in a scary thing, right? The only thing I think holding our pole up is the cable line. And
thank you, Comcast, right?
Yeah, thank you, Comcast. There's some good. They did strong enough wire to keep the pole up. And so you would think that that's pretty important because, you know what, if the power somehow comes on, it's going to start my house fire, right? Get a house on fire. And that happens, yeah, all the time. So it has now been, as Pastor Rick, longer than the big blackout of, 2004, whenever mm-hmm. year that was. And it's crazy, And so I want to tell people, Rhino Rick, you screwed us when you allowed only, 10% in the energy bill. You can use the alternative electric providers that are out there. I think it's 10% is what they limited it to. So I'm going to tell everybody out there, if you have the option of changing from DTE, do it. Do it. Whatever you can do to screw DTE like they screw the rest of us over. Our rates are high, and I heard someone talking about the utilities underground, blah, blah. Yeah, nonsense.
No, you can't. It's economically unfeasible. I mean, I forget what the cost per mile of digging
even
up
boring
and putting
it?
Everything.
No, but you bore it now, Pastor Rick said.
So it's very expensive.
Well, either way. So yeah. Here to make matters worse, back in October, I think it was, a guy came by from DT and said, hey, I'm going to be clearing the back line, that line back there. Do you want me to leave the wood behind for you? I said, mm-hmm. Yeah, leave the wood. I'll burn it up eventually. Just cut it and leave it. Never came.
Oops.
Never came. Never cut those lines, those trees that knocked the line down. Thank you very much, DT, you imbeciles, for not fulfilling. How many months are you behind schedule on clearing the line? The guy came out, they scheduled, he marked all the trees. They won't even be marked. God knows what's left after the storm. But they failed miserably in clearing that line. They knew it was a problem, and yet they did nothing. Yep. 6 months later, they still hadn't cleared it. Then the storm comes and knocks the tree, which knocks over the power line, blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
You know what? I've had it. This is what happens when you get monopolies, right? Poor service, high rates. This is what happens. They can give us the middle finger all they want. And that's what they're doing.
For fear of contradicting you.
You can contradict.
I think the DTE is now two different divisions. One sells the electricity and the other delivers it.
Yes. It's, what is it? IT.
Yeah. ITC.
ITC. That's it.
And
yes.
So basically, you're still going to have the same people in charge, even if you moved your electricity service or your deliverers or, you know, your provider.
Yeah, the lines will still be
the lines are still the lines.
But,
yeah.
But therein lies the point. They did that for a reason, because they were worried that they would lose their monopoly and whatnot. So they've taken the energy side away and put now they've got the infrastructure side, which are the lines. Well, that's fine and dandy. So you know what? Charge however, but doggone it, take care of it. You know, they just kind of screwed us from one monopoly to next. They're just preparing to lose that, but they'll still hold the monopoly on the lines. What they should do is give the energy provider, whoever ends up the majority energy supplier in that, should get control of the lines. That's just me.
I think you're blaming DTE, and you need to blame God. It's just an act of God.
And God did nothing wrong.
Yes. Yeah, but along those lines, stuff like this happens. It just happens. You could be better prepared for it. My problem with DTE in this case is they have an app for the phone, and it's a power outage app, and you can see when stuff's going to happen. And I can understand in the early hours of the catastrophe, there's some confusion. But their website did not agree with their app, and they knew it. They knew that their website was not correct. And that's that kind of stuff, you can do that when the power's working. They just screwed up there, Royal.
Right. Yeah, listener Tom Bellinger just texted through. House Bill 4220 is in committee to be voted on this Tuesday, the 14th. It provides the utility choice and meter choice. Let's break the doggone monopoly. I won't use the words that she used, but thanks, Tom, for that. Yeah, I'm never comfortable with monopolies, and maybe I would be if they were really good, but I've got that energy app, right?
Yeah.
And they were out within a very short period of time to cut the power to that dancing cable line in the back before it set my house on fire. And you would think those guys that were actually there stopping it, chopping, and they chopped it. So there's like four houses, the two in back and the two in front. Everyone else still has power. Thank God. My neighbor, Josh, great guy. Thank you, Josh. Ran me at least one line so I can keep my fridge or something.
I didn't realize it was like that for you. I didn't realize that you were isolated out because of that down line.
Four or five of us. Everyone else still has their power. The guy across the street's got the power. Both one side of me, the other, there's two of us that don't and on my street, and then two behind us or three behind us that don't have it. I mean, they chopped it that close. I'm like, how could you chop it that close and not figure out how to fix it? Well, anyway, those guys that did that should have submitted the report that, hey, two poles bending over, line on the roof, should be kind of urgent before you set somebody's house on fire. Because I feel so discredited with them that they'll fix the one in back, turn the power back on, and burn my house down because nobody even knew that we – and I've made several calls. My wife's made several calls. And that app says nothing.
Yeah.
We are aware. That's it. When you talk to them, you might say, yeah, we're going to send somebody out to investigate. You already were out here and you looked at it. You know the lines are down on my roof. Who didn't file that report?
Yeah. 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 You know, along those lines, I was teasing Pastor Rick in the last hour. I called in and said something about the verse in the Bible about foolish virgins and wise virgins. And basically, it talks about there are these people awaiting the bridegroom to come to the bride's feast in the Gospels. And some of them, they ran out of oil for their lamps, and they couldn't buy any. But the smart ones, the wise ones in the Gospel, they are prepared. They brought extra. And so the message is that, you know, in a sense, be prepared or don't run out of what you need, in that case, for salvation. But in the long run, this is a good message there. We're in Michigan. It might be a bright, sunny day. Buy a generator while they're still on the shelves.
Right.
I felt so bad for my neighbors. I wanted to run a cord from my generator over across the street to their house.
You can't.
I can't do everybody in the neighborhood.
No, you can't. Now, I got one line from Josh, which we run the fridge so I don't lose the entire freezer goods. And I can turn my generator on from, you know, 8 in the morning till 8, 9 at night. But it's loud. I don't want to screw the whole neighborhood by running it constantly, you know. And like you, have yours tapped in the right way. Mine's not. I'm just running cords, and I've thought about it for years, and I'm an idiot with electricity, so I don't touch it. But anyway,
foolish virgin.
Yes, but luckily we have some gas fireplaces, which keeps the house warm, so I'm not worried about that. But I'm also on a well, so I got no running water. So I'm here in the station, Linda. All those buckets of water you see there are mine. They won't be here very long. I promise. I'll get them out of here. Well, let's take a break, and when we come back, I'm going to let you kind of run the show because you did the homework this week.
Call in, folks. Lots of call-ins.
We got some great tracks that Ed's lined up for you, so we're going to call it the Ed Show, coming back on the other side of the break. We'll see you there.
What does it mean for a country when its citizens turn on the news and expect to be misled? Because the reporters who once served as freedom's fearless watchdogs feel like distant characters in a fading memory. Today, too many journalists are just actors, playing to their boss's script. Why tell the truth when you can sell a lie for more? There's a price to pay for all this dishonesty. If the free press won't protect free people, it's our job to demand they do it. Do the work you say you do. Aim your First Amendment against hypocrisy and corruption like a hammer of the people. Kick down the doors of any leader who deceives us, and never tolerate dishonesty from your own ranks. That's what the good guys demand. We're the 5 million men and women in the National Rifle Association of America, and we will not play along. Join us today.
Future's looking better and brighter every day. We're neighbors and friends who stand beside you all the way. Always there when you need us, people you can trust. Your family and future are always safe with us. We're making your future more predictable. Farm Bureau Insurance.
For all of your insurance needs, contact Bill Heft in Ann Arbor or Rick Eater in Chelsea. That's Bill Heft in Ann Arbor or Rick Eater in Chelsea.
Working together, the best that we can be for your security. We're making your future more predictable. Farm Bureau Insurance.
Farm Bureau Insurance.
I'm Derek Stone with 60 Seconds on Sports. Pittsburgh Steelers wide receiver and former Central Michigan University wide receiver Antonio Brown has signed a 4-year contract extension for a whopping $68 million, making him the highest paid receiver in the National Football League. Brown has become one of the best playmakers in the NFL during the last 4 seasons, as evidenced by his 481 catches for 6,315 yards and 43 touchdowns. The Pittsburgh Steelers receiver has received many accolades during that same time frame, like being named first team All-Pro 3 times, second team All-Pro, NFL receiving yards leader, and Co-American Football Conference Offensive Player of the Year 1 time each. I'm Derek Stone, and this is my 60 Seconds on Sports.
You're listening to The Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
And thank you for tuning in. Joining me in studio, Ipsy Ed.
Hey.
Good to have you along. We got Ken wants to call in about the power outage. Ken, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment that if people are going to live in Michigan, they need to stop being wimps. I mean, think about it. I mean,
you're calling me a wimp.
What about all these people in the past when we didn't even have electricity coming in the house and they survived an entire winter? I personally, in the past, went a whole week in the winter without any power, and I did just fine. I think that people just need to plan ahead. You know, have proper clothing, have supplies. We
have
just can't be wimps, man.
And a peat burner in the living room, and yeah.
Well, I'm pretty protected. I have ways of heating up food,
and I have everything I need to survive if the power goes out. And so
I have
people
a generator.
Plan ahead.
So do I. I got Hungry Howie's down the street. Then,
yeah,
so I'm good there. Now, it's aggravating. If I had straightforward answers and that sort of thing, but as Pastor Rick said, you know. Tons of vehicles not being used, and as Linda came in during the break showing us that magazine that they put out quarterly or whatever, and then you see those doggone commercials on TV all the time. You got a monopoly. Why are you advertising? Put that money into hiring somebody to fix my lines and clear my trees.
But to your point, Ken, it is a first world problem. You know, we're not living or dying. It's not an outbreak of influenza. It's not, you know, extreme poverty or walk a mile to get water. Well, except you had to drive a few miles to get water.
Yeah. Well, it's my fault. Well, I've never fixed my generator and got it the hookup like I should.
We'll take care of that.
I look at it every year, and then I put it off.
Well, I have family members of mine that they live up in Montreal, Canada. Now, they had a situation years ago where a whole region – due to an ice storm, lost power for 5 weeks in the middle of winter, and everybody did just fine. And it's just the reality is just be prepared. Don't wimp out. I think if you can't go at least a week without worrying about having a generator, come on, people.
Yeah, you gotta be ready. Like in my house, unfortunately, the plumbing is not exactly the way I would have laid it out. It's a 1968 home, and I'm sure that those building codes were not the way it was. So I don't have the valve that I can completely empty out my, which I would have done. I thought about it, and I figured out I did the best I could with what I could, but I couldn't empty all the pipes.
I'm on a slab.
But I really don't.
My pipes are in the attic.
Yeah, my heat's good, so I'm not worried about the heat, but it's electricity, and I do have a generator, and I do have a good neighbor, so I've managed. But my son, oh my gosh, Ken, my son was like, Dad, you got power because I'm going to pick him up on Friday. I know he was angling. I don't want to come because I can't play a video game. I'll be bored. I'm like, dude. You know, so we sat down. We ate dinner last night. And you know what, Ken? I broke out the Bible, and the eyes rolled.
The eyes rolled
in the back of his head, and I started quizzing him on Bible stuff, you know, to get his base. He had most of the basics down, which surprised me, so we're not too bad.
Wow. See,
I think part of the reason why you're seeing so many people have to get a generator or get one of these whole house generators is they're addicted to the Internet, and, oh, my God, I can't access the Internet. And so I'm going to panic now.
Yeah,
that's me.
That's exactly right. Well, thanks for the call, Ken. I appreciate it.
You take care, and people, don't be wimps.
That's right. Get prepared. Don't be a wimp. That's a great slug line there. All right, thanks, Ken. Appreciate the call. Let's take a call from Joe, who wants to talk about Michigan tax cut. Joe, welcome to the show.
Yeah, I looked at thedailydrift.com like I'm supposed to.
Yes.
And see that you have the link to Michigan Can Afford a Tax Cut article. So, yes, that's what I wanted to talk about. And first and foremost, I wanted to take the opportunity to rant and rave about the gas tax needing to be repealed. If we can afford a tax cut, then we can afford to roll that back because, of course, most of that isn't going to the roads anyway. It was a bait and switch to give Rhino Rick money for his Medicaid expansion, which is collapsing. So, and if the Republicans plan on trying to keep the state of Michigan Republican in the legislature, they really ought to look at that because they're at risk of pissing it away after ramming through this gas tax after we resoundingly defeated it.
Yeah. And if people aren't familiar, Michigan Capital Confidential, which I put links to every day on the Daily Drift because their stuff is that good. It's Michigan Can't Afford a Tax Cut by James Homan. And it's a great article. Michigan Capital Confidential is a great resource for Michigan stuff anyway, sometimes international, but mostly all Michigan issues. And so I put at least two links every day to their site on the Daily Drift. So that's good stuff. But you're right, Joe. I mean, let's face it, the Republicans have really shot themselves in the foot on this with their special interests, with their garbage, Rhino Rick, and who was the guy down south here, the Randy Richardville?
Oh, yeah.
These worthless douchebags have just screwed the chances for the Republican Party in 2018. I'm seeing there's going to probably be a big chunk of Democrats pick up in 2018, statewide anyways.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of, too, because we kept getting these promises. We need, again, I'll go off just on another tangent before going back. We need a real platform conservative Republican. We need to draft Patrick Kolbeck for governor.
Yes.
Where have I heard that?
Get a real one in there. Cause we could have afforded tax cuts for the last 6 years if Rhino Rick and the Michigan GOP establishment rhinos hadn't been ballooning our budget year after year after year. It keeps growing and growing and growing, yeah, and spending going up and up and up. There's never any fiscal restraint. The only fiscal restraint we've seen over the last 6 years was the cutting of the film incentives. That's the only restraint we saw.
Right.
That was
right.
Crony capitalism. I'm not saying we should have protected it, because we're still getting films being made in the state. In fact, one of the more recent Marvel movies, I don't remember which one it was, partly took place in Detroit. And, you know, there's been films coming here without the incentive because it's a good place to do films. Yeah.
I think that was The Adventures of Captain Sissy Pants, starring Rhino Rick Snyder. That's what I'm thinking about.
When you need a setting for an apocalyptic post-war.
Go to Detroit.
Yeah.
Welcome to Apocalypse Detroit. That's right. All right, Joe. Well, great stuff, man. I'm glad you're using the Daily Drift, and spread it around on Facebook for me, would you?
Yeah.
And before you go, I'm going to have to do my people. Go to crowdpack.com, look up Kid Rock, and endorse and put a couple of bucks in the kitty there to see if we can get him to run. You won't be charged unless he does run.
I did do that.
Yay. Good for you. Yeah, I did too.
Set up a few bucks. We'll see what happens.
Huh? Hey, Joe.
Kid Rock for Senate 2018. Here we go. Yeah.
Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks, Joe. Take care.
Hey, Derek, would you play clip four, please? Oh, sorry. Caught you by surprise.
A firestorm in the central United States, Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas, even parts of upper Colorado, it knocked out power to millions of people. Millions of people through Wisconsin, Michigan. Michigan may not be fully restored until Sunday. Nearly 800,000 customers were impacted.
That's us.
They've had 4,000 downed power lines. It's so bad up there, they've had to call in other utility crews from out of state. Kentucky, Ohio, Illinois, Wisconsin, Iowa, and Indiana. Plus the crews that are already in Michigan. They're working around the clock to restore power in Michigan.
Yeah. See, I'd like to see, just break them up. Bring them up into two or three.
Just send you one.
And let them compete. You know, the guys that's clearing the lines the best gets more space. We may end up with a monopoly in the end, but at least it'll be the more efficient crew.
When I was looking into this, I was surprised that this same weather pattern had caused all these firestorms out west of us also. Other people are having their own issues, too. The flames, any kind of fire outside, I don't know if they call them forest fires anymore, but, you know, they were getting whipped up by these high winds, making them even more worse.
Yeah, it's crazy. Well, anyway, so if you want to call into the show, we're going to go into a break in a minute here, but you had a let's start talking about your Republican health care plan, which started this week, and Trump went out and said, hey, I kind of endorse this plan, but his tweet said, let's negotiate. It is negotiable, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, like me and many other people, we said, wait a minute. We don't have our buying across state lines yet. We don't have this. We don't have that. And so a lot of conservatives and those Freedom Caucus people, Jim Jordan or whatnot, up in arms, Rand Paul, up in arms about it. Did you have that first
Did you want to play that now?
Yeah, I think. Well, no, we're going to run out. We'll do it when we come back because we're going to run out of time. But for me, and I've been out of touch because of the power for the last 3 days. So one of the last things I heard was Paul Ryan coming on. Well, there's the break. You can't even get it out of me.
We will carry this discussion further.
Yes, we will see you on the other side of the break, and we'll start talking about it. Call in 734-822-1600. We'll see you on the other side.
People are always on the move, driving to work, hauling the kids to practice. How do they keep up to date? They listen to Wham Talk 1600 just like you. If you're a business owner, your message can reach these people wherever their travels take them. People tune to Wham Radio for intelligent conversation with hosts like Joe Pags, Glenn Beck, Theron X, and Dana Lesh. And they'll stay tuned for your message as well. Call 734-971-1600 today and advertise your business on Wham Talk 1600 and whamradio.com.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lillian Wu. We're learning more about the man arrested for scaling a fence and getting onto White House grounds.
Officials are telling us that this intruder does not have a criminal history, nor does he have any history with the U.S. Secret Service. So that's really the latest that we're hearing.
Fox's Kristen Fisher. President Trump, who was there at the time of the intrusion last night, today praising the Secret Service, calling the suspect a troubled person. Public health officials grappling with a mumps outbreak across the country.
Cases are currently reported in more than half of U.S. states, with more than 50 cases in Missouri and more than 100 in Arkansas. The CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices has assigned a work group to study how effective and practical a third vaccine dose would be in controlling or preventing future mumps outbreaks.
Fox's Jonathan Sterry, Fox News. We report. You decide.
This is Mark with Ashelman Equipment. Need help with your property maintenance? Ashelman Equipment has LS tractor loaders ready to go. Power steering and hydro transmissions make driving fun and easy for the whole family. Want to stay out of the weather? Cab tractors with heat and AC in stock. Buckets, forks, snow blades are changed with just a pull of a lever. LS Tractor is the highest quality tractor in the U.S. and number one in customer satisfaction. Awarded by EDA for 2015 and again in 2016. Highest quality, more features standard, 5-year warranty, free loader, and 1.59% financing qualifying. Ashelman Equipment in Whitmore Lake is at exit 50 on US 23, just north of Ann Arbor. Call 734-994-6000. That's 734-994-6000.
It's 2017. If you're thinking about investing in your house, now is the time. Check out woodrehab.com or call 248-506-6175. Use this year's tax refund to spruce up your house. And what better way than upgrading your tired kitchen cabinets? Wood Rehab can give your kitchen cabinets a new look at a great price. Don't replace them. You can paint or refinish without emptying your cabinets in this very non-intrusive process, which averages 7 days from start to finish. Call 248-506-6175. Ask for Dave. WoodRehab.com will give you 10% off if you mention this ad. 2017 is a great year. Get it started with a brand new kitchen. Call 248-506-6175. Or go to the web at WoodRehab.com and get your kitchen renovation started today.
It's been 5 years since we met Kelly Brighton, just before her weight loss surgery.
I was almost 300 pounds. Because of the Michigan Bariatric Institute, I've lost the weight. I now have the tools to keep it off. I am a better mom, I am a better wife, and I'm just a better Kelly Brighton, I think.
Begin your journey. Try a free monthly educational seminar at St. Joe's Livingston. Visit stjoeshealth.org/MBI to learn more.
You're listening to The Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
And welcome back. Thank you for tuning in to The Drift and joining me in studio, Ed Bondarenka.
Hey there.
It's Ed. So let's take a quick call from Jenny in Brownstone, who wants to give her little spiel about the power outage, probably wants to vent with the rest of us. Jenny, welcome to the show.
Hi, I just want to counter something that a caller said. He wasn't very sympathetic. The thing is, not everybody has a generator.
Jenny, are you a wimp?
Not everybody can get one.
Yes, yes, I hear you.
And so it's like, and I know you know who I'm talking about.
Jenny. Jenny,
okay, so.
Do the lights out affect you seeing much?
anyway, I just want to say that is not the only thing that people worry about.
Yeah, I mean,
internet. Yeah, give me a break.
Yeah, for me. I mean, I'm all right. I mean, we don't have any medical equipment in the house to worry about. But there are people that do, so it is important. I would say this to people. We should all probably think about a little disaster preparedness because, you know, honestly, I'm pretty prepared even though I complain. I mean, me complaining was what Ken was talking about. I'm warm. I've got water. I've managed to
internet.
I'm inconvenienced. I'm not in danger. You know, some people are in danger. They freeze.
You know, the important thing is, I was good because we had power here in the hood.
Yeah.
In this hood. So we were good.
Yeah.
But many people didn't. And the thing is, if you can't, not everybody can last for a week. I'm sorry. You all can't.
Yeah. Well, Jenny, I want you to hang on for a minute because I do want to get your opinion on this the Republican health care bill. So, but Ed's got some clips here lined up, and I want you to listen to them with us, and then we're going to get your opinion. Which one you want to run, Ed?
And my perspective. You can lose food and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So give me a frickin' break.
The internet. Okay, go. Which one? He wants you to run one, Derek. I'm sorry. So hang tight, Jenny. Listen to this, and then Ed's going to ask you a question.
Well, this bill, which will take some tweaking, will head to the House floor where it has to pass a full vote. But that's not a done deal. The White House is having to put on the hard sell with wary conservatives, meeting with a number of conservative groups like the Freedom Caucus, and even inviting them to the White House bowling alley. And perhaps the toughest test is whether or not it can pass in the Senate. And it's not getting a warm welcome from conservative senators like Rand Paul.
Conservatives hate their bill. I promise you, Obamacare Lite, dead on arrival. They might as well just start over. Clean it up, get rid of the Obamacare Lite stuff, get rid of the taxes, the subsidies, the mandates, the bailouts,
and
just do repeal.
It's really a cruel bill that the Republicans have put forth.
Now, if it passes the House, the math in the Senate gets much trickier, margins much closer, several senators unhappy with the Medicaid proposal. And now we get to see the president's negotiating skills in action. The president tweeting yesterday that this will end in a beautiful picture. We'll see about that.
All right. So, Jenny, I know you are probably one of our most well-educated when it comes to political issues here. What's your take on Paul Ryan's bill? And it's not Trump care. I don't care what they say. This is Paul Ryan's bill. So what is your thoughts on it?
And they need to start over.
Throw it out. Here's my issue with it. I understand because I heard Paul Ryan say, listen, the way the current rules in the Senate are is if they're doing it as a reconciliation, there are certain things they can do. And that's what he's calling phase one. So they can do a lot of this repeal part and get that done without a filibuster so it'll pass 51 in the Senate is all they need. Unfortunately, I don't even think they have 51 because there's some trust issues here, right?
Yeah.
And so Rand Paul and other conservatives are like, yeah, I'm not buying it, you know, and that's why I think they brought in Ted Cruz to talk with him, you know what I mean? So you got number two there?
Yeah, let's do number
two. All right, let's listen to this, Jenny. I want to keep you on the line. Go with number two, Derek, and let's listen to this.
A lot of misinformation or misconception out there. There are some conservatives who wish we could go in a different direction, but what people just don't really realize is we have certain rules that are very limited on what we can put in this bill because it's all about what we call reconciliation, what getting away from a Senate filibuster. The Senate, you can bring one bill through that cannot be filibustered, but it can only have what we call fiscal policy in it. So, for instance, we're repealing the Obamacare subsidies, the Obamacare taxes, the Obamacare mandates. But there's a lot of other stuff in Obamacare that you cannot repeal because of this rule of reconciliation. This first bill is phase number one, which we cannot have a filibuster on. They can't filibuster. It's called reconciliation. That basically repeals all the fiscal pieces of Obamacare, which effectively repeals Obamacare. Phase two, Tom Price has so much discretion because that's what Obamacare did. It gave a lot of power to the Secretary of HHS. He is going to use that discretion to further deregulate the market. so that people can have the plan of their choice. Phase three are the bills we really like that we want to pass but can be filibustered in the Senate. It's the things I just mentioned. It's let people bulk buy their health insurance and nationwide buying pools, interstate shopping across state lines, medical liability reform, things like getting rid of the IPAB, things like that. They can filibuster. We're going to pass it in the House, send it to the Senate, and just go fight for it over there.
Okay. So that's Paul Ryan. Was he talking to Hugh Hewitt? Who was he talking to?
He was talking to Bill Bennett.
Bill Bennett.
Yeah.
Okay.
But so, he's been all over. He was talking to Hugh Hewitt. Right. He was talking to everybody.
Which is a change. Yeah. But again, you know, they didn't come out far enough ahead. They should have been out on Fox News, and you may or may not be able to get on the CNN, whatever. But they're not being clear enough early enough to stop this. My one thought was maybe Trump is putting this together, and when he said this is negotiable, let's get it negotiated, I thought he's throwing a bone and going to let Rand Paul say buy across state lines. We're going to add that in now. So there's a win for the Senate, right? And that's what I was originally thinking. But now when he said the phase three, two, and three, I went, oh, okay. I understand his thought process. Jenny, what do you think? Do you trust Paul Ryan enough to give this little start to it, and then we'll finish it up in two and three?
No.
Okay. And nor do I, because you know what? He's not earned my trust, frankly.
Jenny, we're trying to fill airtime here, and just no is good enough.
Well, Jenny, you don't trust Paul Ryan, and I think with good reason, because I feel the same way. I don't know that I trust him to get two and three done and for us to end up with what we really want and what we worked so hard for, right?
That's correct. He should have put in at least the state lines and the IPAB.
Right.
Get rid of that crap.
But he can't.
He can't.
That's his point with the reconciliation. And here's an idea. Why are we worried about filibuster if we could go nuclear? Now,
yes.
The problem is that he's worried about filibuster in the second and third phases, and yet he's got to be worried about even getting the bare 51 in the first phase, which obviously there's a number of people who are opposed to that, Rand Paul leading the pack.
Right.
So
right,
the whole reconciliation issue.
Keep Trump's feet to the fire. He will get it done. But we have to go over Paul Ryan's head. People need to be tweeting to Trump if they can. I can't do it, but there's other people that probably can.
Yeah, well, you're on to it, because you know who you really need to tweet? Mitch McConnell. And it's Senate Madge, M-A-J, leader, at Senate Madge Leader. That's Mitch McConnell's Twitter handle. Tweet him and say, go nuclear, Mitch. He needs to get some guts and take the Senate nuclear. Because I can tell you what, if we do it, then they'll do it to us next time around. Let me assure you, if you get Trump's agenda passed in the next 2 years, there will be no 2018 for the Democrats. Things will be so rosy, people will go, I'm going Republican again. I want more of the winning. And this gutless GOP elite who refused to do that. I mean, if nothing else, if you don't want to go nuclear, you can take Congressman McClintock's rules, right? Mm-hmm. Now, if you get Imprimis, you can get it for free. Just go online and order it. They'll mail it to you for free.
You need to do that.
Imprimis, I-M-P-R-I-M-U-S. It comes out of Hillsdale College, right? So you know what it is, right?
Yeah.
And I think it was 2 or 3 months ago. It might have been the January issue. Mm-hmm. They do a speech every month, and they write it down so you can read it. And it was Congressman Tom McClintock, maybe?
Sounds
McClintock,
right.
I think. Anyways, the rules that we live now under the Senate were started up X number of years ago. And this is what's causing the stalemate in the Senate, because now you can filibuster endlessly. And we go absolutely nowhere.
And you don't even have to get up and talk all night.
Right.
You know, that used to be the definition of filibuster. And they said, oh, we're getting tired of that. So we'll just make it, you know, filibuster easy.
Yes.
Which is
So you dirtbags in the Senate, and that's Reid and that's McConnell and the rest of them, change it back to the way McClintock is telling you to do it. Because then you're standing there, and when you're done, you're done. There is no coming back. You're going to stand there, and it's done in 48 hours.
I have
one
question.
More thing, then I'm going to get out of here.
Okay, go ahead.
The rhinos, including Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell, do not want to do this. We need to somehow get a hold of, you know, the people that can, get a hold of Trump. Let them know these guys are not your friends.
Yeah.
And also keep the feet to the fire of the rhinos, because tell them we voted for Trump because we want you to do this.
Yeah. Yeah, and they got voted in because of Trump. It's that simple.
Right.
If Paul Ryan, you got back in there because of the people in Trump's corner, right? That's what it comes down to. All right, Jenny, great comments as always, man.
Yep.
Love it.
This is just all a stalling tactic is what it is. They don't want to repeal Obamacare.
Yeah, I kind of believe that, too. I'll put my tinfoil hat on. I believe you. I'm with you. I think they just want to keep the status quo because somebody's getting paid off. Never forget, Paul Ryan's wife is a Democratic lobbyist. Okay? Right? I'm right. Look it up. She's a Democratic lobbyist, so I'm always skeptical of Paul Ryan. All right. Thanks, Jenny. Appreciate the call.
Okay, bye.
Let's take a call from Todd in Whitmore Lake. Todd, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for taking the call. Hey, you know that soundbite you just played of Paul Ryan talking about the reconciliation and how things can't be done is absolutely not true. If you listen to Laura Ingraham yesterday, she had one of his aides on, and she explained the process on how Paul Ryan is muddying the waters because the rule of reconciliation is muddy itself, and it's a big misinterpretation, and there are so many things that they could do with this that, you know, like you said, they just want to keep it going.
Yeah.
They want the money train to keep coming through the door.
Yep.
Well, Todd, the flaw I see with this is, like I said, we wouldn't have to worry about reconciliation if they went, quote unquote, nuclear right off the bat. So we could do everything right up front without three phases. And I got to thinking about it as I was sitting here. I hadn't thought of it before. The second phase, supposedly, according to Ryan, is that Tom Price, because of Obamacare, gets all of the at the discretion of the secretary. Well, why should we have to wait for that? Why don't we just rip out Obamacare? He loses that discretion, but we write the law we want.
Yeah,
absolutely. You know, Rand Paul's on the right track. He was on Laura Ingraham yesterday also, and he explained it. And Laura says there's things that she likes and doesn't like about it, and there's a lot of dislikes about it because she was talking about that the other day, even with the way it sits now, that illegal aliens are not exempt from getting care.
Yeah, and again, that goes back to, you know, just plain wrong. And you know what? I'll trust. On this one, I am kind of siding with Rand Paul, because you know what? Number one, this problem is going to affect everything Trump tries to do. It's the Senate that is blocking this nonsense. If you take the Senate nuclear or go back to McClintock's rules, which I think limits filibustering, I think in that imprimis issue, it said within like 72 hours, it's done, right? So let them talk all they want for 72 hours, and it's done.
And they got to talk.
They
got to put some skin in the game.
Yep. And so either do that or go nuclear. But doggone it, stop playing the same game that gets us nowhere. Because if Mitch McConnell doesn't step up to the plate, we're screwed. And Trump needs to make sure that they seem to know that, because it's not happening.
I walked into this studio giving the Ryan plan a lot of leeway. In fact, as Linda was walking out, you know, we were talking about it. And I was giving him the benefit of the doubt. But now, as I've been thinking about it, listening to basically our own show and then some of the callers, I realized, like I said, hey, we don't need to worry about the 60 votes if we went nuclear.
Right.
That's the whole ticket right there. Put the plan right out. None of this, you know, dithering around and hoping for this and hoping for that. And just do it right the first time. And they could do it. And I'm curious now why they aren't. They do have the tools at their disposal.
Yeah. Well, there you go. That's the power of Wham! Listeners. We have the greatest, most educated callers in the country. And Todd, what else you got? Anything else?
Yeah, not only that, it's the typical usual suspects, these establishment people. You know, Paul Ryan, Mitch McConnell, you got McCain and his little girlfriend. Always stepping up and standing out there when there's defense of the system instead of defense of the people.
Yep.
You got Rand Paul's always out there, been in defense of the people to make sure things go right, because government should not be in the business of telling us who, what, where, when, why, and how when it comes to free market principle-based system, which the healthcare system should be.
Right, right. Yeah, well, excellent points, man. Appreciate the call, Todd. Calling again. Good to have you aboard.
Thanks.
All right, take care. All right, well, that's true. You know, and what it comes down to is guts. Number one, you got to have some guts. And number two, even if they have the guts, do they not feel incentivized? I mean, are Mitch McConnell, I'm just going to say this, are Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan, do they benefit by continuing Obamacare? I'm thinking yes.
Oh,
I think they do.
I don't know. That tinfoil hat's showing it. I fault McConnell on, if you look at him, you just look at his face. I mean, he looks like an owl, for one. You know what I mean?
Turkey.
He sure does.
Turkey neck.
And the looks don't matter so much, but here's a guy who's afraid to let go of tradition. So he doesn't want to change the rules of the House the way Reid did.
Right.
He wants to keep it as historically pure as he possibly can, and that's at our disadvantage. That is the problem I have with him.
Yeah, well, but the problem is, when the Democrats take it back, there's no game over.
Oh, yeah.
If they had won this time and somehow taken control, they would have gone nuclear right from the get-go to finish off the United States of
America.
And
if we don't do this right, they will take it back.
Yes.
And I don't think that this is our last chance at this. I think if Trump gets rebuked on this and we have to go back and do it right, well, hey, that's just the breaks.
Right. Well, before we continue, I just want to throw in a sponsor here. If you hadn't gone to the boat show, make sure you get hold of clavesmarina.com, K-L-A-V-E-S, marina.com. Still doing some boat show specials. Give them a call, 734-426-4532. They're located on McGregor Road, Portage Lake, out in Pinckney area. Some great new boats, some great used boats. Get out there, give them a call. And 734-426-4532, Claves Marina. Great service place. Get your boat done up right for spring, or buy a new one, or buy a used one, whatever.
Oh, and this just in, Menards has generators.
Oh, yes. Pastor Rick just came in and said Menards has generators. So there you go, Menards. We're giving you a freebie. You should be advertising with us here at Wham Talk 1600. Why? Because we take care of our customers.
Yes.
And we drive people to you. So we're telling people to go to Menards right now and pick up your generator if they need one. The one on Jackson Road, I think you said, right?
Yes.
Yes.
So,
thank you, Pastor Rick.
Our customers should be calling Menards and asking them why they had to hear it on our show.
Yes. Yes. So there you go, Menards. We take care of you, even though you don't advertise with us, but you will soon.
Yes.
You will. We
need
you down here.
We sell stuff. Oh, we sell lumber also.
Yeah. It costs money to bring doggone good programming like this, doesn't it? So we need to get some more community help out here. Start advertising with us at Wham and at The Current and get it on there. So you had another track that you wanted to play.
Well, it was had to do with the employment numbers, and I was really impressed. Actually, I couldn't get a hold of the Fox News. I was listening on the way to work yesterday, and I didn't have a recording of the Fox News, but it was so upbeat. I found this, number four.
In February, President Trump's first full month on the job, the economy created 235,000 jobs, and the unemployment rate ticked down to 4.7%. And we have more now from Jim Axelrod.
They are hiring once again at Quality Controlled Manufacturing, which supplies parts to the aerospace industry.
He controls both of these machines.
By the end of this month, Chief Operating Officer Rick Urban will have increased his workforce by 12% this year, confident in what he sees as President Trump's more business-friendly White House.
There's a lot of optimism and belief that we will be seeing it not only 2017, but the next few years continuing to increase, and bringing jobs and manufacturing back here to the U.S. that might have been done outside of the U.S. in the past.
Urban's company is not alone, and the hiring is broad-based. 132,000 service sector jobs, but also strong gains in construction and manufacturing.
We're, you know, finally heading in the right direction.
Bank of America's Ethan Harris says another promising sign is the number of people who had stopped looking for work, but have started again.
Particularly people who are prime working age, that's people who are 25 to 54, are starting to come back into the job market and look for work. That's a very important development. These people are the backbone of the job market.
With the percentage of people either with a job or looking for one, the highest it's been in a year, the table is now set for wage growth.
Because that's the point where unemployment's low enough. Workers now getting some negotiating power. That's a sign of the final stage of healing in a recovering economy.
So how far away are we from seeing wages that reflect a full economic recovery? Ethan Harris says the low unemployment would have to continue for another couple of years.
Jim Axelrod for us tonight. Jim, thank you.
Okay. So, yes, that was great numbers.
Yeah,
see,
I like that news.
You know, let's see if it can sustain itself over a period of time.
No,
yeah,
definitely
great news.
I edited that broadcast, and I took out some of the stuff that said, oh, the continuing recovery under Obama.
Are
you kidding me?
Please.
When, you know, a couple years from now, when we graph this out, when this is shown, you know, it's going to look like Al Gore's hockey stick.
That's right.
8 years of flat with a sudden shoot up
right.
in, you know, the economy.
Yeah. Well, you know, the other big story was this week, and we didn't get a chance really to cover it, but we got a few minutes here. So the WikiLeaks dump on the CIA, right? A total, I think I put the dam bursting thing meme on Twitter mm-hmm. or whatever it is. Yeah. But, it struck me because one of the things they said in there, and this is something I wish I had power this week. I would have gone back and found the show that we talked about it. I think we talked about it several times on this show, that the CIA has the ability to make any hack look like the Russians or anyone else, right?
That's when you're really good.
And that came out in the WikiLeaks, that they have the ability. Because we said that here at the show. They were blaming the Russians for DNC. No, it wasn't the Russians for the DNC hack.
It was the CIA hacking the DNC to get Trump elected. Wait a minute.
And it was probably the CIA that killed Seth Rich, right? Working in conjunction, it was probably I'm going to put my little tinfoil hat on.
Right
here it comes.
Yeah.
I'm thinking somebody in the CIA is a big Clinton supporter who went after Seth Rich and killed him because they knew he was doing something. But either way, you cannot just keep throwing out this Russian stuff. It's garbage. I think it's total garbage.
As long as we're on the subject, I'll give you my take on the Samsung TVs, you know, the smartphones and everything. There's no way anybody wants to in the CIA wants to watch me sit on the couch eating pizza, potato chips, drinking coffee, watching Fox News. I have no inclination to believe that they want to do that. However, there's that one person they want to get. Imagine this is a movie, it's a Tom Clancy thriller, and they want to get that one narco terrorist or whoever it is, and they want to get in his head or what's going on and what he thinks is his closed meeting. And there's that TV sitting there listening to everything because that's the target.
Sure.
Now, and that could I'm have been all down with that.
That could have been Seth Rich, dude. That's exactly what they might have done to Seth Rich. They
might
have watched him get up off his couch, grab his coat, walk out the door. Then they're on his phone, listening to him on the phone, and they're tracking him on the phone and say, all right, there's nobody around. Kill him at the corner of 6th and 5th.
You just spoiled my whole good take on the thing.
I'm just saying.
Shot it down in flames,
man. That's the whole point. If they can do that, and this is probably what they did to Andrew Breitbart, too. They probably knew the minute he left the bar. They watched him get up from his bar stool from the Samsung TV that he was watching the game on.
Yeah.
And he walked out, and they said, all right, now track him on the phone. Yes, there's nobody around. Kill him at 3rd and 2nd Street. I'm just saying. I don't trust that the Intel community. I'm sure there's a
90%
of them are
good.
Is
there anybody with...
All right. Until next week, go to thedailydrift.com. Get the news that you need to know. And if you got time, get out to Burroughs tonight. Chris Shaw is the comedy show, and you'll
have
to make a reservation.
They have power.
They have power. 810-227-6000. That's 810-227-6000. Burroughs Roadhouse in West Brighton. All right. See you next week.